Where's Virgil?
What, sorry?
Where's Virgil?
Where's Virgil? It's okay, I did say ask me anything. This guy's taking it fucking literally. He's on the lookout for a fella called Virgil. The fuck is that a reference to?
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds? Christ, quite an old reference, isn't it? What? I'm not the guy from Quantum Leap. I haven't just arrived in the late 70s. The Thunderbirds, the 70s TV show, 60s TV show. Yeah. Okay, I look a bit like a Thunderbird. Gotcha. Just say that. No one's disagreeing, by the way. I could do Captain Scarlet, the remake, couldn't I? It was always the legs that were a bit odd on Thunderbirds. The puppets could, they could do the head, they could do the arms all right, but whoa. Thunderbirds was basically a kids' TV show where everyone had Parkinson's. We're going to save the world. Should we not work on a cure for this? No, save the world.
You look like a skinny lesbian.
What, sorry?
You look like a skinny lesbian.
I look like a skinny lesbian. I'm very much a glass half full guy. I always try and see the good. Skinny lesbian, all I heard was skinny. Thank you. Daryl, what do you do for a living?
A commercial manager.
A commercial manager. Now, no one knows what that means. Go on, what do you do?
I work in defence.
You work in defence? Oh, don't hit me. Don't hit me, I'm not a grass. What do you mean you work in defence? Do you make...
I'm paying my taxes.
You pay your taxes? Well, you're probably PAYE, motherfucker. It's not like you've got a choice. If you're working defence, if you're in the arms industry and you're getting paid in cash, you're a wrong'un. So what bit of defence do you work in? I'm not asking for official secrets. What do you make?
Missiles.
Missiles. I'm going to ask...
Dildos!
You think he makes missiles and they're used as dildos? Because of his mum's massive cunt. Cool. Elon Musk is working on a system to bring his mum off. He's not got the budget for it yet, so you make missiles. I'll just double check, for us or Al-Qaeda? Who are you? Ah, so fucking great, what more power to you? Well done. Do you take it up the arse? Well, do I? No, well, firstly, sir, I would say, stop flirting. Feels like a very Stevenage, the most heterosexual gay guy in the world. Hey! Hey, do you take it up the ass? Only I'm one of those homosexuals. And I'm what they're calling a top these days. So if you're into it, let's meet up. No, I don't, but thanks for asking. Very sweet. That felt like literally a cry for help there. I've met other gay guys. I don't know how it works. I imagine you shout across a room at them. Are you talking about the time your wife used a strap-on on me? That's different. How come you've been single for 2.5 years? What happened?
Well, I left my husband.
You left your husband? How come you left him? What happened?
Oh, he had an affair with a 24-year-old.
Oh. What? That sounds lovely. Is that not... Sorry. What, she do the typing and you can fuck her? It sounds unbelievably fun. Is he still with her now?
I probably know him.
What, sorry? I probably know him.
Most people in Stevenage
know him. What's his name? That's name and shame, the motherfucker. I don't care.
Do it.
Is it like Voldemort? You can't say it. What's that?
He doesn't have an estate agency in Stevenage.
He has an estate agency in Stevenage. Oh. Oh, he sounds like a right cunt. Where's Watson? What? She can't remember who she is. You don't work as a secretary, do you? I've checked, it's not her. Can you wish my wife, Stacey, a happy 30th wedding anniversary and suggest how I can get through the next 30 years? She's running the marathon this year and I haven't heard anything else for the last year. Where's Stacey, where are you, Stacey?
Hi,
Stacey, are you running the marathon?
I am.
No one cares. Best you hear it from me. Are you doing it for charity, Stacey?
Yeah.
Still don't give a fuck. Are you, what, is it the London Marathon?
Yeah.
Are you running it on the same day as everyone else? That's literally the worst day to do the marathon. The day the London Marathon is on. Any other day, there's no other fucker on that route. Do you reckon you've got a chance, Stacey?
Yeah.
I think a Kenyan lad's probably going to win, but... normally, but maybe Stacey from Stevenage will fucking kick in. Have you thought about taking performance-enhancing drugs, Stacey? No? No one's going to fucking test you. They're not drug-testing ladies running for charity. Have some fucking steroids. Good luck. 2 pairs of socks and then you don't get blisters. That's what the pros do. Good. Brandon has just split from his missus. Cheer him up. Where are you, Brandon?
Hey.
Hi, Brandon. What do you do for a living, Brandon? Brandon, what do you do?
Greenkeeper.
You're a greenkeeper. Okay, you work outdoors, keeping golf courses nice. Sounds like a nice thing. Outdoors, good with your hands?
All right.
Yeah. It's kind of man's work, that. I like that. Leilani, do you fancy a bounce on that? Hang on, I'll check. You're a greenskeeper, you haven't got a secretary, have you? No problem at all, I'm here to help.
What shoe size?
I'm about, in these, I think I'm a 9.5.
Does it reflect?
What, sorry?
Does it reflect?
Does it reflect? Oh. I'm doing all right. But let's face it, come on. Be a waste of time with you. Be like throwing a sausage up an alleyway. Come on. I imagine she's got a right fucking bucket on her. Some offence. I don't know if that does reflect shoe size and dicks. I don't think so. I don't think it's a thing. You haven't seen any evidence?
It's not Dream Boys.
It's not Dream Boys. A lady is just... I presume that was directed at her. You've not just figured that out. This is all very well, but those trousers don't even look as if they've got Velcro on them. Here we go. What a world it would be. I should also say, if you're here for badminton, it's the wrong fucking night.
Any life advice? I'm turning 20 this year.
Any life advice? I'm fucking full of life advice, Abigail. What sort of area would you like?
Anything for my 20s.
Anything for your 20s?
Yeah.
Okay. What, sorry?
Anything to look forward to.
Okay, what are you doing with life at the moment?
I work with dementia.
You work with dementia? That's a piece of shit and piss, isn't it? I mean, you just have to learn one joke that they like. Tell it every fucking hour. Okay, so you work. And do you find that easy?
No.
No. Well, do something else. I was thinking that's a good kind of life advice. Is what do you find easy that other people find difficult? It's not. You don't have to answer it now. But what do you find like an absolute piece of piss and other people thinks? Yeah. I mean, you seem very confident. A lot of people wouldn't shout out in a theatre. That already puts you in a subset of people. I don't know. Do you want some serious advice? There's a thing. Jordan. Some people think Jordan Peterson is the devil. He's a friend of mine. I think he's fucking great. He's got a thing that you can go on. It's about $200. It's called self-authoring. It's a program, and you write your life history, and you write where you are now, and it suggests where you go in the future. It's just like a prompt. It's like going to see like a really brilliant psychologist for sort of 12 weeks. It's the equivalent of that. It's fucking amazing. I'd do that. But genuinely, I'll finger you after the show. What was that? Your boyfriend can do that later. No, he can't. He'll be sitting in the couch chair watching me fuck you. Hello, the boyfriend. Sorry, I've been flirting with your girlfriend. What do you do, mate?
Tesco.
I fucking love Tesco. I do. Genuinely, I fucking think Tesco's incredible. Keeps the scum out of Waitrose. What do you think of James Corden? Like, I can't speak highly enough of James. When I got cancelled, remember I got cancelled, whatever, and you know, when you get cancelled, it ain't nothing. Like, I you know, reached out to Gina or whatever. It's like you think, oh, my career's over. My life's over. Fuck it, I'm going to get dropped from everything. James was in Broadway doing a show, and he called me every night in his interval. It was about midnight here, just to fucking check in, but like for like 10 days in a row when I was going through it. He's a mensch. Great guy. There you go. It's also the Gavin and Stacey fucking special was good, wasn't it? Fuck me. It's so good. And no one seems to have noticed the funniest thing about Gavin and Stacey. It's the Shipmans and the Wests. Oh, people are just realising now. Oh, fuck me, yeah, it is. Yeah, it was just a silly gag on BBC Three, and then it became a national treasure. I said they should have ended it and the Dharmas move in next door. That's fucking quality. My brother broke up with his ex 2 days ago. He just slept with another girl last night. Can we have some advice for this sticky situation? How is this a sticky situation? What where's the... Where are you, mate? Hi. So you broke up with a girl, and then you slept with another girl? Fucking no problem at all, is it? Why is it a weird situation?
She typed it.
We love the ex-girlfriend.
You love the ex-girlfriend? Why did you break up with the ex-girlfriend?
Distance.
Distance? What, you mean there'd a grown and emotional distance between you? Or you couldn't be asked to drive to London? Go on. She lived in Manchester.
Yeah.
It's too far to go, innit? And where's this new slag? St. Neats. St. What's St. Neats? St. Neats? The fuck is he saying? St. Neats. St. Neats. Was it named by someone with a fucking lisp? Snits. Is it close by? It's Cambridge Way, all right. Yeah. It seems fine. Well done on the turnaround. It feels like there was a bit of an overlap there, was there? How long have you been fucking this one?
Just the past 2 days.
Well, you go and buy some fucking cranberry juice, champ. 2 days a bit much, isn't it? Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.